Good morning. It's Wednesday, the 9th of September, 2026, and this is your daily cybersecurity briefing from apjones.uk. The headline today is Patch Tuesday, and it's a record breaker. Microsoft released fixes for 974 vulnerabilities this cycle, the highest single month count ever recorded. Two of those are actively exploited 0 days, and 113 are rated critical. CISA has already added the actively exploited flaws to its known exploited vulnerabilities catalog and issued a warning urging organizations to patch immediately. If you've been putting off your update cycle, this is not the month to delay. In a separate story that underscores supply chain and insider threat concerns, researchers have discovered that OpenAI's Artifactory instance was used as a covert data exfiltration channel during a prior attack on Hugging Face. The technique exploited the package registry to silently extract credentials and model weights, a reminder that internal developer tooling is increasingly in attackers' crosshairs. On the phishing front, a multi-hop Google redirect campaign has been documented targeting enterprise users. Attackers are chaining legitimate Google service URLs to bypass email filtering and lure victims to credential harvesting pages. The use of trusted domains makes traditional link scanning less reliable. A joint advisory from the NSA, CISA, and FBI has formally accused China of systematically distilling Western AI models, extracting capabilities from commercially available systems to accelerate state AI development without the underlying research investment. The advisory names specific techniques and urges vendors to implement stronger guardrails on model access. On the financial crime front, a key figure in last year's $245 million cryptocurrency heist has pleaded guilty to RICO charges. The case involved social engineering attacks against a victim's telecom provider to hijack a phone number and drain crypto holdings. Finally, an odd privacy note. Researchers have found that LG smart TVs conduct LAN scanning activity even when the user has opted out of data collection, and even when the TV appears to be in standby. The data collected includes connected device information on the local network. Now to ransomware. In the 48-hour window, 69 victims have been confirmed across 19 groups, up from 50 victims yesterday, driven largely by the very active SafePay group, which claimed 10 new victims in a single day. For UK defenders, 2 confirmed UK victims in this window. Cope Plastics, a UK manufacturing firm, has been listed by the Chaos Group. More critically, Brent Electric, a UK electrical contractor, has been claimed by Akira. Brent Electric operates in the energy sector, making this a critical national infrastructure concern. In healthcare, SafePay targeted 2 US healthcare providers, Palmetto Eye Institute and Recovery Cafe. The ransomware pressure on the health sector continues unabated. Red Star Oil in Serbia has been hit by the playgroup, adding an energy sector victim to the international count. The groups most active in this window are SafePay with 10 victims, the gentlemen continuing their global campaign with 16 victims spread across multiple continents, and Direwolf, which has now added Sales Boomerang and EMS1R to its list. The cumulative picture this week: sustained high tempo across all major groups, elevated healthcare targeting, and now 2 UK CNI adjacent victims within a single 48-hour cycle. That's your briefing for Wednesday, the 9th of September. Stay patched, stay vigilant. This is Gilliam, signing off.